Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's discuss your retirement action plan.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWestell Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. When you are making a plan and setting the course for something, you've got to look at the strategic plan, the big picture, and then you've got to go down to the tasks at hand in getting to that goal. So let's talk about making a plan, an action plan, and then executing.
Well, first of all, I think you need to stand back and ask a question. Upon my retirement, based on where I am at the moment, how much am I going to have to support the lifestyle once I have lost my vocational income, which would occur probably on a monthly paycheck basis? Do I have a plan that would give me an opportunity to live at my lifestyle after my vocational income stops?
And Social Security is not a plan.
Well, I guess it is, but it's
not a good plan.
Not a very good plan.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this. If you're talking to someone who's about 40 years old and they have got their income going and they've got some, maybe possibly some college education to pay for ahead, what would you do in the discussion to start with them?
First of all, I would identify where they are. I would identify where they would like to be and what period of time we would have to get them from where they are to where they would like to be. And I would then equate that to a numeric appreciation factor that would have to occur each year for us to hit that target. Once I've identified that, I'd look at it and say, okay, is it possible to invest in real estate and cause that to happen? And if so, what type of asset, what food group would I look to that would allow that to happen? That's a lot of planning. It's a lot of thinking, but most people don't do it. They simply say, well, whatever happens when I finally retire is where I'll be. And I guess that's called potluck or Russian roulette.
So in looking at that, what if you've got a set income and you don't expect to have a chunk of money to put down on your first investment in real estate?
Well, in so many instances, if you buy a house and you've decided I've outgrown that house, what would happen if I simply kept it, used it as a rental property, and as I move forward into whatever next I'm going to live in, and use that house as a springboard to acquire other things?
I think that what I'm hearing is you're encouraging people to reach out and talk to someone like you or me who can talk about the scenarios, the possibilities, given the opportunities and assets that they have. We've got to have the conversation before we can move forward. So give us a call. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.